You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the visual arts. I'm grateful to be joined by the Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
Hard to believe we're at the end of the year already. So we thought we would take a look back. Let's go down memory lane at the local visual art scene over 2018. Lots going on. Where should we begin?
As I look down memory lane, it's like filled with lots of beautiful and amazing things. It was so fun to look back, Lisa.
I know, and thank you for all the amazing guests and information you have brought to us here on Art and Soul.
No, absolutely. My pleasure. January, we kicked it off talking about Straight Up. It's the pop-up art exhibitions that happen at Alley Bar in downtown Ann Arbor. That one was featuring one of your now favorite artists, Amanda McKee.
She does good work.
Yeah, just like those beautiful illustrations.
Yes.
You know, great color, great detail. And so she did that. It's been wonderful to see the Art Center continue those Straight Up pop-ups at the Alley Bar. They did one in the fall with PBR.
As in Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, as in Pabst Blue Ribbon, the beer. And, you know, it was a great party. It was art inspired by PBR. You know, as a company, PBR is actually pretty dedicated and committed to art.
Well, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
And those will continue in 2019?
Yes, those will continue. And, it's actually part of Great Energy west of Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor, where there's this bubbling concentration of arts activity,
nice.
Murals going up, clubs opening up. Ipsy Alloy Studio just did a pop-up there. So exciting things going on.
We jump from January to what, February, March?
March. You know, Lisa, we talked about Tom Simplot, the deputy at the National Endowment for the Arts, coming to visit our area just to kind of see things, meet all these folks. He was so impressed with that visit. They're actually going to be coming in June of 2019 and hosting their National Council on the Arts meeting in Southeast Michigan. Lisa, that's a giant development. It's amazing in part. This will be the second time that they've done that meeting outside of D.C. in at least 28 years.
Wow.
And so it's going to be an amazing opportunity for us to highlight arts and culture in Southeast Michigan. So we're thrilled.
So congratulations to the arts area on that one. Collage parties. I remember talking about those.
Yeah. Yes. My friend Calvin Rye was doing these collage parties at Cultivate, the Tap House and Coffee House in Ipsy. We were so excited about his work that at Culture Source, we actually decided to have him come in and do professional development with our staff. We did our own collage party.
What do you do for a collage party?
Well, he brought in all these like rando art books and art supplies, and he led us through some guided exercises and kind of some free work. And it really, I think, loosened up our team, helped us tap into our own creativity, and it was just fun.
Is it kind of like an Oprah visioning board where you're cutting out pictures and putting things together?
I don't know what an Oprah visioning board
Come
is.
Come on, everybody knows.
But maybe it's more like there were all these subliminal messages coming through my work that it was saying more about me than I realized. I don't know.
Okay. That sounds like fun. So anybody can do that at any business or gathering?
Yeah, you know, I would say reach out to artists. You know, they're so creative and there's so many of them in our area, and I'm sure they'd love to work with you and your staff team on designing an experience that really helps people unlock their creativity.
I know it was spring. We were excited to have an art prize winner on with us.
Well, yeah, Lisa, as a bit of a badge of honor, John Gutowski came on and talked about his exhibition opening for the Pulse Nightclub 49 Elegy Show at 22 North, that gallery in Ipsy.
Right.
You know, John ended up being the juried competition 2D winner at Art Prize this year. That's such a competitive category. It's really amazing that he won. And his work looked, it was hung in the Grand Rapids Art Museum, and it looked beautiful. And he was there talking to people.
Yeah, he's got a lot of energy. He's a great guy. And an Ann Arbor artist honored at Art Prize in Grand Rapids.
Absolutely. It was really proud. I mean, that's a world stage. I mean, the prize is giant. And so it brings people from all over to show their work. So cheers to John.
Yay, John. And then in June, we got a little controversial, talking about cultural promiscuity.
This organization, La Placa Cohen, does this, as we talked about, this every 3-year study culture track, where they're just talking about and presenting research on trends in cultural arts and culture participation. And, you know, we had Maggie Hartnick on from La Placa Cohen in New York City to talk about what they learned this go-round. And, you know, certainly she talked about cultural promiscuity being more of a trend in the way that people behave, and that being that not anything dirty, but just that they're less tied to a specific institution or a specific art form, and they're more willing to explore and to try new things, be with different kinds of art.
You know. Isn't that what art's all about, though?
Well, certainly. I mean, it's like, it's really great to be able to find yourself, to see something new and challenging in any art. And so, yeah, it is nice to see that people are pushing. But certainly they also highlighted something that I know both you and I really appreciated, and that was people most respond to motivators for cultural participation because it's fun.
Yes.
And that's core, you know?
Absolutely. Then we talked about art in the neighborhood as well, thanks to our Ann Arbor Community Foundation.
Well, you know, curiously tied to this Culture Track work, where Culture Track was saying people are wanting to see art connected in even more ways with their daily, everyday life. Mm-hmm. That was what they were finding in the Culture Track study. And then, wouldn't you know, the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, after a series of community engagement activities, unveiled this new grant program in our neighborhood. We just had Katie on, Katie Van Dusen from the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation on in November, talking about that grant program. You know, the response at the information sessions was really great. People wondering how to apply, talking about their ideas. And
I think they added an extra session, didn't they?
Yes, they added an extra session, partly for accessibility and partly because of the interest. And, you know, Lisa, I think we will both be very excited to see the award winners announced soon.
And near and dear to our hearts is the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. And that was in July. They were part of the Ann Arbor Summer Art Fair.
Yes, they were part of the Ann Arbor Summer Art Fair. And what was unique about their engagement there is that normally work at the art fairs is for sale. They were doing this just to, as an exhibition of photography of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival over the years, in particular leading up to their 50-year anniversary in festival in August of 2019.
They had a great booth and some amazing photos that they were sharing.
Yeah, nicely stylized and very welcoming, and we're really excited to see what they come up with in August.
And last but not least, we can't wrap up 2018 without saying Ways Goose.
Well, yeah, Ways Goose and Rich Reddy. We had a great time with Rich.
Yes.
And, you know, that printmaking festival that happened at the Ann Arbor District Library back in the fall was so successful that they're doing it again. Already have dates announced, October 11 through 13, 2019. You know, it was really fun to see so many community partners, so many artists, so many businesses come together for that festival and just highlight printmaking in our county, really.
So. And Rich has opened our eyes to the many things happening at the Ann Arbor Library. So stay tuned in 2019. You might be hearing more about that. Omari Rush, thank you so much for all that you bring to 89.1 WEMU and our listeners. Hope you have a great holiday. And you'll be the first person I say Happy New Year to for 2019.
Happy New Year, Lisa. My pleasure. And it's been just like a super fantastic year.